Good morning, Shadow Hills neighbors. Many of you have been listening to the candidate forums, and you've listened to me on my podcast, visited with me in homes, listened to me at the club meetings, the amphitheater, and the rally at the fountain. My campaign has been transparent and honest. My leadership style is a fair, open, and common sense approach to representing you, the homeowners of Sun City Shadow Hills. I have been quick to listen to the community questions and concerns and answer with respect and courtesy, even if we did not agree. I have done the research and gone to multiple sources to find the facts and figures behind each of the issues. I have not put stock in the rumors and myths floating about the community. I have stood up to those who have chosen to confuse the community with fear-mongering falsehoods that are being perpetuated by the former HOA president and parroted by his three candidates. Those three candidates are only showing how they can be controlled by their mentor, who was soundly defeated by this very committee, by this very community, due to his draconian, deceptive, and punitive tenure on our board of directors. You will only get the facts, figures, and truth from me. I'm an independent thinker and an independent candidate who reviews those facts and figures, comes to my own conclusions with the only thought being the benefit of our community. For example, when you look at our HOA dues going from $306 per month last year to $309 per month this year, that is a $3 increase. No complicated math. In a world where gas and grocery bills are surging up to more than $3 per month, this is a win-win from our current board of directors. I am proud of our excellent financial situation here in Shadow Hills, and I pledge to work to keep our HOA fees low and keep our reserves properly funded and continue the move forward with strong financials. I stand behind the Capital Improvement Fund, which the board put in place for future projects and future acquisitions. It is an example of a sound and prudent business decision, recommended by our Finance Advisory Committee, our outside CPA, and passed with a unanimous 5-0 vote by our current board. A strong and wise decision to prevent any surprises from special assessments. I pledge to monitor our accounts to keep them properly funded and safely invested and continue the move forward with financial security. I welcome the opportunity to work on new projects, such as the 5-acre parcel. While other candidates say, let it sit, it isn't costing us money, I say, no, let us move forward and look to the future. Let us get a plan for development to make that parcel of land a revenue-generating project. Sun City Shadow Hills has been looking at that parcel since the early days of Pulte. Now we have it, so now let's utilize it. Let the ad hoc committee do its job and research the facts and figures for different scenarios for those 5 acres. Let's continue the move forward to the future. I pledge to listen with an open mind and vote on each issue for the best of the community and all of our homeowners. As to the bylaw change, which is on your ballot for a multi-year contract for the management of our food and beverage services and shadows, this bylaw change would allow the board the flexibility and power of negotiation with restaurant and hospitality companies. It would also allow us to offer a long-term contract with quality performance indicators and benchmarks to chart improvement. Shadows is an amenity for our community, and we should not settle for mediocrity with this amenity. A long-term contract is advantageous to both parties, lessor and lessee. Just because Shadows is an amenity does not mean it cannot have strong management and strong financials. They are not mutually exclusive. This bylaw change will only happen if you, the homeowners, approve this bylaw change. It is in your hands, and your vote will make the decision on this change. This is a commitment to the improvement of our food and beverage operations for the benefit of all our homeowners. Your next board will be looking at expenditures involved with the Coachella Valley Water District storm channel. You can already see the bulldozers and construction at Jefferson and 40th. During the candidate forums, it became very evident that other candidates were unaware of the situation. Before any other candidate knew the issues with the storm channel, I had been following the issue since summer, doing the research and listening to the town hall meetings in July of 2021. I had driven and viewed the channel path. We will need HOA funds for the building of a road on our property and the bridge at the Jefferson entrance once the water district finishes with their storm channel. It is of utmost importance for your board members to seek out information and facts to become well-educated and well-versed with the issues. My knowledge of the issues surrounding this construction was evident in both of the candidate forums. I pledge to always bring you the facts and figures with truth and honesty. Our future board, like every board, must make prudent decisions for our community. Your votes have the power to put individuals on the board who have the integrity and ethics to not favor one entity over another, and to look to those decisions which will benefit our homeowners and community as a whole. I have that integrity, and I pledge to make sound financial decisions for our community. I have the background and temperament and experience to work on these issues with the other board members and to look for positive solutions. We are a community that is active mentally and physically. We are an HOA community with sound financial health. We have many amenities here in Shadow Hills, and we enjoy a premier lifestyle in our desert paradise. I am ready to serve on our board of directors to continue that premier lifestyle. I'm an active listener, and I am committed to listen to your questions and concerns with respect and courtesy, and to work towards a solution. I am a problem solver, and I will work to solve issues before they even become problems. I will continue the move forward to keep our community and homeowners safe without being punitive. I pledge to always be transparent, honest, and open with a common sense approach to leadership on our board of directors. Please elect me to your board, where I will be honored to serve our community. Thank you.